This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. A stream of young jazz musicians pours into the cigar bar in Durham called Whiskey every Thursday night. They enjoy the sounds of Brian Horton Trio and wait for their turn to play along with the band. When band leader Brian Horton gives the signal, they jump in and jam. Many of the musicians are like Brian, products of the world-renowned jazz studies program at North Carolina Central University. Brian also serves as a faculty member at his alma mater. And I'm happy to welcome two of the Brian Horton Trio to the studio today, Brian Horton on sax and Lance Scott Jr. on the bass. Welcome, guys. Good to have you here.
Afternoon. Thank you.
How are you doing?
So tell us about this this night at Whiskey's on Thursday night, Whiskey in Durham. Because it's not your average club. Paint the picture for us.
Well, I mean, Whiskey is it's a very kind of dark, kind of almost burlesque, kind of smoky, you know, club and everything, where you can go and really just kind of relax and have a good time. When they first opened up me about a couple of years ago, I approached them because I would like to frequent the place. And I said, you know, this looks like the great place to have some jazz in here, to have some music and everything. So they decided to have us there, and we started playing there, and it was very cool. At the same time, it's also kind of become like a haven for us to actually have the students and other musicians who are local from North Carolina Central University and also in Durham to come down and to play and jam and to learn tunes, and it's just like a nice place to really just kind of get together and make some music.
It's really caught on. I mean, you got to get there early if you want a seat now.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
So, and you met a lot of guys through your connection at North Carolina Central. What was it like for you, your time as a student there?
Yes, When I was there and also I'm there now, but I think it was between 93 and 97, mm-hmm. and I was first approached by Dr. R. Wiggins, who is the head of the jazz department out there at school, and as soon as I went there, I mean, I came from, I'm originally from Kinston, North Carolina, which is only a couple hours east down the street from here, and when I got there, I hadn't really been exposed to jazz that much, but music definitely in the school since the arts was always there. But when I got a chance to check it out and hear what some of those guys were doing there, it was just phenomenal. And I just fell in love with it, and I've just been going with it ever since.
Will you play something for us now?
Sure. I think we'll do like a Thelonious Monk tune, which is appropriate for today, entitled Friday the 13th. Thank you.
The Brian Horton Trio live on The State of Things. Two of the three are here. Brian Horton on sax, Lance Scott Jr. on the bass. 22nd Annual North Carolina Central Jazz Festival is coming up April 16th through the 21st at Central. I assume you'll be playing at that.
Oh, yes. We'll be there every day. It's going to be a great event. I believe we have live music and everything on every single night next week, definitely on Monday through Saturday. And on Friday night, I believe the gospel group Take Six will be here. And also Saturday night featuring the great piano sounds of Cyrus Chestnut.
And that program over there, director Ira Wiggins has done a great job. Branford Marsalis is now there. You're there. So what's it like? Do y'all collaborate? Is there a spirit of collaboration?
Well, it's a collaboration, but it's also more like a family kind of unit when we are over there. It's not really just, well, we work inside and outside of the classroom, just like we do at Whiskey or if we're at the BU Cafe or any other music venues that are here around town, even if it's at the Hayti Music Center, all that kind of stuff. So our thing is that, you know, we try to definitely always try to make sure that we put the music, the history, the theory, everything, the whole feeling of the music into not just the program, but into the whole community. So that's what it is that we try to do.
Will you play another one for us now?
Sure. This is a short original of mine entitled Not Enough Sky.
Brian Horton Trio live on The State of Things. Two of the trio are here, Brian on sax and Lance Scott Jr. on the bass. You can hear them every Thursday night at Whiskey in Durham at the North Carolina Central Jazz Festival, 16th through the 21st at Central. So you talked about coming from Kinston and not really hearing much jazz there growing up, but did you come from a musical family?
Not a musical family, but, you know, the schools were very sufficient in having, you know, really pushing the arts, you know, for everyone and all the students there. And, with the music, you know, we started off doing just regular kind of concert bands and little funk bands. And, of course, I played in a church for, you know, quite a bit. But it definitely got me interested in just, you know, just playing the music, playing, you know, with the instruments and getting a chance to have some kind of community feel with, you know, my peers and all the students and stuff that were there. So when I came to Central, it was just like a natural progression just to kind of move on and get, you know, larger with it. And once I discovered this music, jazz and everything, then I was pretty much hooked from there.
Were you interested in music? Is that why you went to Central in the first place?
Absolutely.
For music,
but absolutely.
What were you thinking you were going to do when you got there?
I had no idea.
So good. And, you know, improvisation is such an important part. You know, that composition you just played, an original composition, Not Enough Sky, you leave room, I assume, for improvisation in all of your pieces. But it seems to me that when you go to a school that can give the context like Central, it's great to have a place to play out, isn't it, so that you can have people work on your work.
Absolutely. I mean, improvisation, I mean, with this music and everything is very essential, and it's always been a part of it. And having a place like Central to get a chance to, you know, work out your ideas, try different songs, and try things like that, I mean, it's really beneficial to, you know, the students and the musicians, and then also the listeners who actually hear it. It definitely keeps everything fresh every time you hear it. So we can play the same song every night, but it's always going to sound just a little bit different.
Well, and having venues, having a music community like Durham, a place where you can play out at the BU or at Whiskey or something like that,
right,
where apparently you've got a pretty good audience. So people support the music here.
They definitely support the music here, and I'm really glad to see, like, this whole revitalization of Durham that's happening, especially on the inner city, not just downtown, but all of it and everything. And they're really supporting the music there. So many different spots are opening up, not just for music, but, you know, different restaurants and bars and theaters and places to go to and everything. And I really think some good things are happening here in Durham. So it's a good time to be here.
It's keeping the music alive and keeping the jazz fresh. And you're a big part of that, Brian. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm going to ask you to play us out. But before we do, I want you to know that for more information on the Brian Horton Trio and his projects, you can go to brianhorton.com. Brian Horton Trio can be heard every Thursday night at Whiskey on Main Street in downtown Durham. Set gets going about 10 o'clock. Catch Brian on stage every night next week at the 22nd Annual North Carolina Jazz Festival, the 16th through the 21st of April. This is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Brian Horton and Lance Scott Jr.